This chazor zeichen is shabach gatzah shagam yuzum zeichas chulun daf ayin vav. Zok the mission of an animal's back leg was severed below the joint, it remains kosher. If it's severed above the joint, it becomes a treifa. Similarly, if the tumas hagidin were removed, the animal becomes a treifa. If the bone is broken and the bone pierces the skin, if most of the flesh remains, the shechita of the animal would make the leg mutter to be eaten as well. If not, the shechita does not permit the leg. Zok the gemara. Review the name of Rav Nechiah said, when the Mishnah says below the joint, it means immediately below the joint. When it says above the joint, it means immediately above the joint. To which joint does the Mishnah refer? To the joint that's sold with the head, meaning this is the lower joint of the animal's leg. The animal has three bones and two joints. Ula, the name of Rav Hishayah said, the Mishnah refers to the joint that's noticeable in the camel, which is the upper joint. Ula said to Rabbi Yehuda, according to me that I say that the Mishnah refers to the upper joint, that's why the Mishnah has to then say that the removal of the Tumas Hagidin also makes it a treifa. Because even though the Tumas Hagidin are located in between the lower and the upper joints, so if the bone was cut there, it would not make it a treifa unless the Tumas Hagidin were affected as well. However, according to you, the Mishnah already says that if the leg is severed immediately above the lower joint, which is where the Tumas Hagidin are, it's a treifa. So why does it have to then separately say the Tumas Hagidin? So Rabbi Yehuda said, the Mishnah first teaches that the animal is a treifa if the bone is cut, even though the tumas hagidin were not cut, and then teaches that it's a treifa if the tumas hagidin were removed, even though nothing happened to the bone. Ula asked, the Mishnah says that when the leg is severed, it's a treifa. Severed can't be understood as referring to where the bone is cut without tumas hagidin. Rabbi Yehuda remained silent. After he left, he said to himself that he should have answered that when the Mishnah says below, it means that when the leg is severed below the lower joint and it's tumas hagidin also, and that's when the animal remains kosher. And when it says above, it means when it's severed above the lower joint and the tumas hagidin, that's when it's a treifa. The Mishnah then discusses where the leg is cut immediately above the lower joint at the place of the tumas hagidin. He then said, it's good that they didn't answer that to him, because just like he said, the word severed in the Mishnah should be understood in its plain meaning, he would have said that above, the word above, also has to be understood in its plain meaning, which would suggest immediately above the joint. Rabbi Papa had a different version of Rabbi Yehuda. He said, Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Av, the name of Chia, said, when the Mishnah says below the joint, it means below the upper joint and the tumas hagidin, meaning referring to the lower bone. And when it says above the joint, it means when it's severed above the upper joint and the tumas hagidin, referring to the upper bone. The Mishnah then discusses if the tumas hagidin were removed, the animal becomes a treifa, which refers to where the middle bone is severed, and teaches that if the tumas hagidin are severed, it's a treifa. Otherwise, it's not. The joint being referred to is the upper joint, as stated by Ula in the name of Rabbi Yishaya. In fact, how can it be that if the leg is severed higher up on the middle bone, it's not a treifa, but if it's severed lower down, it is? Ravashi says, we don't ask questions like that regarding treifas, because we see that there are times when cutting an animal in one place makes it a treifa, and cutting in another place does not. In fact, remember, where exactly are the tumas hagidin? So Rabbi, in the name of Ravashi, said it's where the bundle of sinews move off the bone into the flesh. Rabbi Rav Huna, in the name of Ravashi, said to where the sinews are attached to the bone. Rava, the son of Rabbi Rav Huna, in the name of Ravashi, said it's from the arcum bone located in the lower joint and up until where the sinews separate from each other. This view is the most expansive view. One of the Rabbanim said in front of Rabbi, even the area opposite the arcum bone is included in the tumas hagidin. This is even more expansive than the last view. Rabbi said, don't listen to him, because Rabbi Huda said it's from the place that the butcher's skin the animal, which is the same as the view of Rava, the son of Rabbi Arhuna, named Rav Asi. Rabbi Yehuda, named Shmuel, said the tumas hagidin referred to is the place where the sinews are all connected. How high up does that go? So Rabbi Yaakov said, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that it goes up to the place that the sinews separate. How big of an area is that? So Abaye said, in an ox, it's for its boys. In a small animal where the sinews stick out, it's the tumas hagidin. But when they are absorbed in the flesh, already that point is not tumas hagidin anymore. When they are hard, it's a tumas hagidin. When they're soft, it's not. When they're thick, it's tumas hagidin. When they're thin, it's not. When they're white, it's tumas hagidin. When they're not white, it's not. My Ravashi said, even if they're somewhat clear and not white, it is still the tumas hagidin. So Ravaita, Maimon the name of Ziz said, there are three strands of sinews that make up the tumas hagidin. One is thick and two are thin. If the thick one is severed, the tumas hagidin have lost the majority of the structure. If the two thin ones are severed, the tumas hagidin have lost the majority of the number. And therefore, in both cases, the animal would become a treifa. My Rav Ashi Neim Rav Zvid stated his ruling Lekula. If the thick one is severed, it still has majority in number. If the two thin ones are severed, it still has majority in structure. And in both cases, it would not be a treifa. With regard to birds, there are 16 strands in the tumas hagidin. If any of them are severed, the bird becomes a treifa. My Rav Ashi said that his father once checked the bird and only found 15. He saw that one looked thicker than the other and realized there was actually two. So Rav Ashi, Rav Huda Neim Rav said an animal becomes a treifa if the majority of the tumas hagidin are severed. Majority refers to the majority of even one of the sinews. When I repeated this to Shmuel, he said that would not make it a treifa because it would still be two that would be intact. This suggests that if there were not two left intact, it would be a treifa. This argues on Rabbi Nai, who said in the name of Shmuel that even if only one small string remains of each sinew, it would not be a treifa. Another version says that Rabbi Yehuda said, to be a treifa, the majority of each sinew must be cut. Shmuel disagreed and said that as long as there's something remaining of each, it would be kosher, and this supports Rabbi Nai. The Mishnah said Nishbar Ho'etzem v'chulu. Rav said if the middle bone breaks, then if most of the exposed bone is covered with skin and flesh, the animal and the leg are both mutter. If not, the animal and the leg are also. If the lower bone is broken, then if most of the exposed bone is covered with skin and flesh, the animal and the leg are both mutter. If not, the animal is mutter and the leg is also. Shmuel said whether it was the lower or the middle bone that broke, if most of the exposed bone is covered with skin and the flesh, the animal and the leg are both mutter. If not, the animal is mutter, leg is also. Rav Nachman asked, according to Shmuel's view, people will say one of the limbs must be thrown away, and yet the animal is mutter. Rav Achabar, Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, the same is true according to Rav's view. Rav Nachman said the difference is, according to Shmuel, this is even true about a limb that if cut off would make the animal a treifa. They sent from Eretz Yisrael that the halacha follows Rav. They later sent that the halacha follows Shmuel. They then again sent that the halacha follows Rav, and they said that the leg itself is also Eiver Menachai, which is Tomei as Nevela. Rav Chista asked an early Gemara quoted the Brisa that said that Ermeyah says that the shechita of an animal prevents a limb that's dangling from it from becoming Tomei like a Nevela. Rav said to him, you didn't have to ask this from a Brisa. You could have asked the same question from a Mishnah as well. Rav Chista said, the Mishnah is not as explicit and can be understood differently. The Brisa is indisputably a refutation. When Rav Zeri went there to Yisrael, he found Rav Yirmiyahu Rava teaching the ruling of Rav. He told him, you're saying well, and in fact Shmuel said this way in Bavel as well. Shmuel argues on Rav, so how could he have said like him? And tomorrow Shmuel ended up retracting his view for that of Rav. So Gemara Baita Bright says if the bone broke and pierced through the skin, if skin and flesh covers most of it, it's mutter. If not, it's usser. What's meant by majority? So Rav Dima named Rav Yechanan said it's the majority of the bone's thickness. Some say it's the majority of the bone's circumference. Rav Papa said based on this, we require the majority of the thickness and of the circumference to be covered. So Gemara Baita Ula named Rav Yechanan said skin is treated like flesh, meaning if skin covers a bone, that saves it as well. Rav Nachman asked him, you should instead say that skin can combine with flesh. Since the Mishnah says skin and flesh, which suggests that skin alone would not be enough. Ula said our version of the brisa was skin or flesh. Others said that Ula named Rabbi Yechanan said skin can be combined with the flesh. Rabbi Nachman asked him, you should instead say that skin can complete a covering which is mostly flesh, which would be a more stringent ruling. Ula said, I know of an actual case where a young bird with a broken leg had the bone covered with skin and flesh, and Rabbi Yechanan said it was mutter. Rabbi Nachman said the skin of a young bird is different because it's soft and therefore it's treated as flesh itself. Mar said it was a case of a young animal with very soft sinews with a broken leg which was covered by flesh and these soft sinews. Rava said, We don't have to be concerned that the sinews are not treated like flesh for two reasons. First, Rabbi Yechanan said that soft sinews which will eventually harden are considered to be portions of the Korban Pesach since we see that right now they're flesh. And second, the Torah is concerned for the money of the Yidden. Rabbi Papa said to Rava, we have Rish Lakish who argues on Rabbi Yechanan, and the fact that we're dealing with an Issa Deraisa, how can you be so sure that we don't have to be concerned? Rava remained quiet. For example, why did he remain quiet? We find that Rava says we only pass on like Rish Lakish in three cases, none of which are this case. And tomorrow we find that Rabbi Yechanan ultimately retracted his view for that of Rish Lakish regarding this case.